It is a beautiful Monday morning.
Right. That's not a good start, is it, Jordan?
No.
Let's say it like this.
Try and apply that theory to any other industry in the world.
It's a scam.
I was betting like 70, 80K.
This is the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, helping you beat the bookmakers.
G'day, everyone. Welcome to episode 94 of the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, a betting preview of this weekend's Premier League Game Week 30 and lots of other leagues. We're going to look at, I think, just about every league in Europe, League One, La Liga, Bundesliga, and I think, we're not looking at Serie A. So yeah, four leagues today, which should be good. George is unavailable today, but I tell you who's back and ready, raring to go, Nigel Seeley from Premier Sports Players. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, Alex. Good to see you, mate. Happy Easter to you. Is he bottled it again, George? He had a bad week and he's gone running.
Because it was so long ago, I just couldn't be bothered looking at the results from last podcast. But I remember him messaging me, I think, a couple days after it and saying, I'm sorry for my form. It was just a disgraceful week. So I think he had a bad week.
Can't stand the heat to get out of the kitchen, these youngsters. You know what I mean? It's a long-term game. You can't be experienced, my old mate. Can't be experienced. It's good to have me on, age before beauty, obviously, with young George. But, it's just experience. You know, you've got to be in it a long time. The last thing you can do is say, I've tried to message him. He doesn't want to know, doesn't return the calls. Just doesn't want to know. But if you're watching, we would like to hear from you to make sure he's safe. That's all we want to know, then, Alex. Make sure he's all right.
Yeah, I was looking forward to catching up with him and you, of course, because it feels like it's been a long time, mate. It honestly feels like I was thinking about this last night. I was like, geez, it just feels like it's been a long time since I've
seen. Yeah, I reckon the other thing I think may have happened, I think his nan might have had some friends around for a bingo night or something. So he's been told to get out of the flat and he's got nowhere else to film it. He can't go out anywhere. He hasn't got a bus stop shelter to film. So I think his nan's bedroom was being used for his mates come around for knitting classes or bingo or something like that.
Yeah, it's an active household, mate.
Yeah.
Other than his room, there's a lot going on outside of it. But
yes, no, they had nothing going on in that room.
All right, mate. Let's quiz question of the week. Which three players? Oh, come on, mate. Come on.
Okay,
I know you've been waiting for this for weeks.
Which
three players shared the Premier League Golden Boot in 2018-19 season? And we can get to that answer at the end of the podcast. But, mate, we are going to take a quick look at the feature game this round, Arsenal versus Liverpool. And before we go into any kind of preview of this, exciting stuff. We're doing a watch-along on the channel on Saturday night. I believe this game is being played in Europe. So if you've got nothing better to do than watch myself, Marius, I think George is coming along too, maybe Neil Shah too. If you want to watch us watch a game and that's your thing, well, come and watch us. It could be a bit of fun, bit of a muck around. And
let's hope George has a profitable Good Friday. We've got football on Good Friday because otherwise he won't be showing up. But the game itself, I mean, let's have a look about this game. I mean, I think this is a really, really tricky match to have a bet on. I think they're on the current form that they're also showing some big signs of improvement in recent weeks. Liverpool, obviously, we know they've had that terrible blip and the timing for both sides involved in European action as well is negative for both times. If you look for a case for Arsenal, you can turn around and say that they're going to highlight the Europa League. And if you take a case for Liverpool, they're going to turn around and say, well, they've got a massive Champions League game. So I think it's a very, very difficult one to really have a strong opinion on in betting. If you look at the stats, if you look at the stats on the historical, Arsenal have got a very, very good record against Liverpool. I think they're something like only lost two in something like the last 25 games in all competitions at home against Liverpool. And Liverpool are undefeated in 13 of their last 14 matches against Arsenal as well. So a lot of draws in that period. A lot of games where a lot of draws. So I think if you're looking at this game, I don't think it's a match, but certainly before the match, where you can have a really strong inclination of the way it's going to go when you consider team news is going to be crucial. The Liverpool side are going to be very, very important to find out, obviously, with the Champions League game, and same for Arsenal. And for that reason, I think it's going to be very hard. But the easy pick for me would be the draw. I think three of the last five games between these two sides have been a draw. And the draw is the biggest price of the all three outcomes. I saw, in decimal, around about plus 360 with one bookmaker, plus 27 to 10, plus 370 with Bet365. I think that's very generous on the draw, plus 370. It's one of those games that you could look at it and could say it could be a 4-4 thriller, or it could be a 0-0 draw. Nothing would surprise me of the game. I think really you have to see the strength of the lineups to have an opinion. I think pre-match now, the only thing I could steer you into some kind of lean would be for the draw. But I think both sides will prioritise their European matches rather than this one. And I feel that that may play in the hands of the draw. And the fact that the draw is the biggest price of all three outcomes suggests to me there's a touch of value in the draw in this match.
Yeah, I'm just looking around at some of the prices, so I can summarise for everyone. You can get Liverpool at about 2.25, Arsenal at 3.1, 3.2, more so 3.2, and the draw, like you said, 3.7 at Bet365. But I actually was kind of shocked, or not shocked's the right word, but surprised to see the prices for this one, because if you look at the last, I think it was the last 12 to 16 games, kind of ever since Arsenal hit that run of form. And I was looking at their XG ratios. Arsenal have been much better than Liverpool. Like if you look at the season as a whole, I think Liverpool are ranked fourth for the whole season and Arsenal are ranked seventh in terms of XG. But if you look at the last 12 matches, Arsenal are fourth and Liverpool are ninth. So that's why I was... And I mean, I don't know what the... Obviously, you have to take into account actual results too. But if I had to think off the top of my head, Arsenal have probably claimed a few more points than Liverpool as of late. So, yeah, I am... And Arsenal are at home. I mean, there's no home advantage at the moment. But I thought that the prices would be pretty much close to the same. What are you've got any thoughts on that?
I think there is from a statistical point of view, what you're saying is absolutely spot on. There's a couple of things that I would throw into the mix. A lot of these players are traveling back from European football, which is going to be a huge factor. And a lot of players are traveling from sort of a very competitive 3 days. And I think, again, that comes into the team news. And there is also this sort of still a punter mentality, and maybe the bookmakers, I mean, have a lot of public money rather than the shrewd money, that Liverpool are going to be a lot better than they're going to turn their fortunes around. And yeah, I think people are a little bit too scared to put Liverpool up too much of a tempting price to attach people in case Liverpool do hit a roll and win 4-0. I mean, you know, are Liverpool as bad as the goal XG? Are Liverpool as bad as their performances at home have seen? And Liverpool's problems really this season, amazingly, have been at home at Anfield. Away from home, they haven't been that bad. Their performances have been better at home. I mean, they played at Wolves and won. Fortunate, really. But, you know, they're big blips and their really bad performances have been at home. And, you know, it's a big game for Arsenal and Arteta to see how far they've taken this club. But I just feel that the timing of the match, given the magnitude of the of the European games, are going to have a significance of the match we're going to watch. I think they can go two ways. They can either go and have a game of football and really enjoy it and play out, or they could just take the shackles off and play quite a nothing match. And I fear that the big games in the Premier League this season have gone that way, and I fear that that is the way it will go. I think it'll be quite a low scoring. I think 0-0, 1-1. But I do take your point. If you're following the goal XG, you've got to make a case for Arsenal. But there is this bettors belief, and especially a bookmaker's belief, that they find Liverpool very, very hard to give a price to, because they know that the data they're looking at isn't what it is, and they could very easily go on a six-run run and win six on the trot, and then we could be talking very differently about Liverpool in 6 months' time, in six games' time.
Yeah, maybe they're thinking Liverpool after the international break might have had a good refresh. I mean, international break doesn't exactly give you a good refresh, but maybe just allow the players to get away and come back with a fresh perspective, and maybe they can return to their previous heights. Because yeah, if you're going off the last 12 games form, or at least the most recent form, Arsenal have definitely been the better side. I mean, their performance against West Ham was obviously very, very troubling in the first 30 minutes. But if you watched that whole game, the Arsenal that came out for the last 60 minutes of that game was probably some of the best football you'll see all season from any. And I'm not just saying that from a biased Arsenal fan. Like, as you can see, the underlying data says the exact same story as what I'm saying at the moment. So I don't know if it's one of those things. Smith Rowe and Bukayo Saka are in doubt too. A lot of players went on international duty for Arsenal. I'm not too sure what the story is for Liverpool. I know that they've, you know, got a few stars gone out, but yeah, there's a few ways you can look at this, but yeah, I guess the draws are always a price that's going to be nice and big, and you can see bet365 at price
there. I think the reason why the bookies price it up, and it's an obvious one, is because every time there is a draw in a big high profile match, the bookies make money. Nobody ever bets a draw, and that's what it's always a great result for them. But in a game like this, I always say to people whenever I do these kind of stuff, there's no science behind it. If you ask 100 people the outcome of this match, where the draw, what you think is going to happen, I think more than 26% would turn around and say it would be a draw. So if the general consent, and it's always the biggest price. And I think if one Liverpool probably, they're probably really going to find it very difficult to make Champions League football. Their only chance to Champions League football is in the Europa League. In the Champions League. And Arsenal have already got the Europa League to focus on. So the priority for both sides is definitely in midweek. And this game, everything about it just seems cagey. Everything about it seems as though there's bigger fish to fry. And unfortunately, it's sad, really, when you consider some of the classic Liverpool and Arsenal matches over the years. I feel this one's just going to become a non-event.
Yeah, the thing, Arsenal might, I think that Arsenal will put out their strongest lineup because they've got at least a 5-day break until the Thursday game, unlike Liverpool, who I think have only got a 3-day break. I think they're playing or maybe they've got a 4. I get so confused with the time difference here, mate. So I think they're playing Tuesday night. Yeah. So I think they've got 3-day break. Arsenal got a 5-day break. So I reckon Arsenal put out their best team, but Liverpool maybe not. But yeah. We'll see.
It's the fear. The fear. You can put the best team out as well, but it's the fear of the players going 100% at it, and fear of injury. And you know, if this, my opinion. I mean, I would have come onto the watch along with you, but I'm actually working on this game for another channel. But I feel if this game's drawing with 25 minutes, half hour to go, and it's in play, and it's around about even money to draw or odds against, then I think you could turn into a non-event and just make sure everyone's safe and get them on the plane for the big game in midweek.
Yeah, it's actually a big game in terms of the ladder too. Liverpool are only 4 points ahead of Arsenal. So us, you know, whatever team wins will make up some good ground on the oppositions around them and themselves. But, mate, we'll move on. Bundesliga. Can't remember the last time you took me to the Bundesliga, mate, but you want to talk a little bit about Frankfurt versus Dortmund.
I've done a lot. I've done a lot of European stuff this week. I think the UK stuff is very, very difficult. I think the Premier League is quite difficult. I fancy Leeds on the handicap against Sheffield United. But other than that, I think it's a very, very hard slate this week. And in the lower leagues of England, which has always been a thing that has made me quite a decent amount of money over the last 4 or 5 years, I'm having my worst ever season on it. So my anti-post stuff is the only thing that's going to save me from absolutely doing the lot. I've got some good anti-post positions, but I found it the most impossible. League One and League Two this season in England has been impossible. So
we're going to have a bit of fun on the way home to the... Is it League? Yeah, League Two, mate, because I've got some money on Bolton to win, to at least a lot of money for me, and you've obviously got Tranmere, mate. So we can.
I've backed Cheltenham as well, at 7.5, and I've backed Tranmere at all rates from 100. But Cheltenham play Tranmere as well. Your boys are looking superb, and they're always the best squad in division. And new manager took a bit of time to go in, and they've got a goal scorer in Doyle up front who's too good for that level. And you know that they're going to be.
I got them at 40-1, mate, when they were on their slump.
Yeah, they're the proven team, and they're coming good. And right up the horses at the rails. And the others, everyone's just dropping points, allowing them in. And so they just keep winning and get dropping points. But it's going to go down to the wire, so we'll have a go. But you want to be in with a shout, and with a shout. But that league has been, it's been crazy. But let's go back to the Bundesliga. I mean, I'm going to go, I've had a couple of bets in the Bundesliga. I can't remember the first one I told you. What was the first one I said to you? I can't remember which one it was.
Frankfurt and Dortmund.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Dortmund, to me, have had I think they've been very disappointing in the domestic league this season. You know, there was always Dortmund and Bayern Munich, and that was it, the two sides going for the title. And this year, Dortmund have fallen off the pace, and they've lost some very winnable matches. I mean, they've lost I saw them play Cologne, and they got beat at home, and I think Mainz beat them as well. But they haven't really struck me with never the Dortmund like they are before. But I think Eintracht Frankfurt, we know what to expect from Eintracht Frankfurt. They score goals. They're quite offensive. They create chances. Their goal XG has been pretty good. They have lost a couple of games in recent weeks, but they've been performing, and I wouldn't be too much worried about the goals were going to come. But again, it's a little bit like the scenario with what we spoke about in the Arsenal and the Liverpool game. The timing of this game is perfect for Frankfurt, absolutely perfect for Frankfurt, with Dortmund playing Manchester City away on Tuesday night. Now that is the biggest game for them for a long time, and it's also a huge match for Haaland, because obviously the talk of him going to Manchester City, his father played for Manchester City, and I think the Dortmund side at the weekend will be very, very, very below par. I think they have a strong bench. I haven't heard any team news. I haven't looked at any team news, but I don't expect them to go absolutely full out with this side. And they're playing, for me, a Frankfurt side who are good. They've only been beaten three times in the Bundesliga in 26 matches. Their form has dipped, but they did score five in their last game. But their goal XG ratings has always been high. They're a very, very offensive side. And I don't think they're going to get beat by a big scoreline here. And, you know, I think that Dortmund, their performances this season have dropped significantly in the Bundesliga. And I feel that Eintracht Frankfurt plus one on the Asian handicap. It's a little bit lower on the prices that we usually talk about here. But I bet them this morning at plus 162. 1.6. I get this so confused. I deal with American odds all the time. So it's 8-13, which is 1.62. With a one goal start, and I feel that's a decent amount of value, because if Dortmund do win, I feel if they go 1-0 up, they may take the foot off the gas. They may take the substitutions. And you've got to remember as well that Eintracht Frankfurt are higher than them in the league table than this Dortmund side. So I think they've been completely undervalued here. I mean, their goal XG is good. I mean, they're fourth in the table for a reason. They're a good side. They're performing well. And Dortmund, in my opinion, are underperforming. So, I don't think you compare this. Eintracht Frankfurt have lost three games in the Bundesliga this season. Dortmund have lost nine. And you can get them plus a goal start with Dortmund ahead of a game against Manchester City. I think that that Frankfurt plus a goal is a bit of value at plus 1.62.
Yeah, well, you can get higher than that, mate. You can get 1.67 at Pinnacle five times. I'm just on the trade, mate, Sports Game Center here. You get 1.67 at Matchbook, but I assume once you put your commission into that'll go down to 1.65, something like that. So yeah, you can there's plenty of places here where you can get better odds than that, mate. So
yeah, news. I mean, this is a game that's, to me, has been sort of, Frankfurt have always been one of the most attacking and entertaining sides in the Bundesliga, and this should be a really good game of football. I won't rule anybody off playing the overs of the goals as well, but I do think from a value perspective, Dortmund's are massively overpriced, and Eintracht Frankfurt are definitely underpriced. Just on their performance this season, I mean, Dortmund haven't been anywhere near as good this season in the Bundesliga as they have been in recent years, and they've saved their best for the Champions League. And I think Haaland will be looking at that game against Man City thinking, this is my opportunity to showcase and get myself a... We all know how good he is, but what an opportunity to go to Manchester City and really put on a show and try to do so over the two legs. But I think their season is all about that one. I think Eintracht Frankfurt will capitalise on it, which has been a very strange team in Germany. Obviously, Bundesliga is very tight. Bayern Munich played Leipzig this week, and Leipzig have got a great chance of beating Bayern Munich with all the players that Bayern Munich are out as well. So, yeah, it's a very strange league, and I think Dortmund's the top echelons of the Bundesliga definitely will be changing this season, I feel.
Yeah, well, I was just looking at the ladder now, and you've got Frankfurt at fourth and Dortmund at fifth. Frankfurt 4 points ahead. So, yeah, another big clash there to decide Champions League places.
Yeah, the reason why, just one quick. The only reason I do like that bet is because the other reason as well is if Dortmund do play a strong side, and they do go one goal up and there's 10 minutes or so to go, they will take those players off and rest them for Tuesday. And I don't think they will push on. So I love the idea of just getting the one goal and then a push if it's the one goal. That's one of the reasons why I'm not playing the 1.5 at a lower price, or I'm not taking the half. I want that push on the one goal, because I don't think that they will go on and win by two goals.
All right. Awesome, mate. Let's move on. And I did get this wrong at the start. You do want to take me to Serie A today, mate. So we are really going around the globe. This is a beautiful, beautiful day. Napoli versus Croton. Croton. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Crotone.
I
think this is another Crotone. What we're seeing in the European football this year, there's a lot of teams at the bottom of the table. We're going to come on to another game in France in a minute. A lot of teams at the bottom of the table that are pretty much given up. If you look at teams over the years, people say, oh, the teams at the bottom, you want to be really careful because they're fighting for their life. But there's a lot of teams that are so bad. I mean, Schalke in Germany is so bad. Crotone in Italy is so bad. Sheffield United in England are bad. And then we'll come on to the side in France in a bit. But they're so far off the pace and their data is so poor that they're there for the reason and they're not good enough. And a lot of these teams are already planning for next season. They're resting players. They're getting youngsters to go. And I think that this one here looks a good one for Napoli to win. Napoli are on fire. I mean, Gattuso, the manager, is someone who will never, ever let his side, their performance levels dip. They're looking, I think they've won their last three. I think they're unbeaten in six. They've won the last three consecutive. And Juventus are really faltering at the top of the table in the Champions League spaces, and Napoli are on a surge and they have Champions League aspirations big time. And they face a Crotone side here who are appalling. If you look at Napoli at home, they're unbeaten in nine. They've won eight of those games and they've scored 23 goals. And this Crotone side have conceded 41 goals in 14 road matches this season, and they haven't won a single match. Last week they played, I can't remember who they played, but they were 2-0 up, and they 2-0 up at half time and they lost 3-2. They just concede so many games. In the last 10 matches, Crotone have scored at least two goals in every match, and they've lost them all. And they just know that they're all about next season. So I love Napoli here, -1.5. I really do think Gattuso will have them absolutely pumped. And I think they'll put at least two goals past Crotone, and Crotone will get absolutely smashed again like they do every week. Crotone create chances though. They create, their goal XG is high. You know, they played at Bologna, was they played. They were 2-0 up. They scored two goals and lost 3-2. But Napoli are really improving. You know, last week, before the international break, they went to Rome and won 2-0. These are good wins for them, and they're coming good just at the right time. So I think they'll beat a Crotone side who are already looking at relegation next, looking for ahead of the next year. And I think they'll win by more than one goal. And I love them -1.5.
Did you give a price there, mate? Because I'm just getting up on the screen.
I could have get it. Again, it's one of those ones you can take minus 175 if you want a more working man's price, which I wouldn't put anybody off. But I bet them this morning at 13-20, which is, hang on, what's that in decimal? In decimal, that is
1.65,
yeah.
Yeah, so you can get 1.71 here. I'm just trying to say Genting bet. I think that's a UK bookmaker, isn't it?
If you put about £4 on, you get on there, yeah. Yeah, you're £4. Get your £4. Well,
speaking of £4, you can get on a marathon at 1.69, man.
Oh, that's £2 you got. That's £6 in total. What about the other £2.5 we want on?
Oh, great. Yeah, well, here you go. Pinnacle 1.68. So, yeah, that's once the, again, that's mate. Once again, mate, you can get better odds than what Nigel has offered there. So this is a great start, mate. Now we're gonna head over to Spain, mate. I mean, this is one hell of a holiday.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to Spain. I just put this down as a little lean. I tell you why I like this bet. This is a really, really, really small bet that I've had on this because there's a couple of reasons why I don't want it. Granada. All season, if you read the manager, you read the club owner, the club, everything about Granada, they are so proud and honoured, and they can't believe it that they're in the Europa League for the first time this season. It means everything to them. So all the way through this season, Granada were a side that every time they got to the Europa League, they couldn't believe it. And now they've progressed to the quarterfinals. And they knocked Napoli out in the last round over two legs, which the club said was the greatest achievement they'd ever done. And they can't believe it. Now they're playing the biggest game in the club's history, Manchester United, on Thursday, which is going to be a very, very massive. I mean, you can't believe this club, how it meant to them. If you read it, it was, you know, winning this would be like winning the lottery for them. So their record before every single Europa League, and I know that a lot of teams' records before Europa League, but every single match before the Europa League, they were getting beat. I think they've lost every single game bar one before, and they've played a lot during the group. They failed to win every single game bar one. But the only problem with that is Villarreal are also in Europa League actually on Thursday night, but they travel to Zagreb. So they've got a slightly easier task. And Emery's inherited a squad there, which is much bigger, so he can rest players and he can put in. Whereas Granada, if they rest players, the players in their squad aren't up to the levels of what they would have. I fully expect Granada to completely, you know, make a lot of changes. I'd say at least 6 or 7 changes. That's what they've done in every game before the Europa League. But if they were playing anybody else in Spain, I would have had a really decent bet them. But because Villarreal also have the Europa League, it was a bit of a problem for me. But the biggest problem for me is that Villarreal draw so many matches. I mean, they are the draw specialists in Spain. I think I can't remember off the top of my head how many games they've drawn away from home, but I think they've drawn the most games away from home this season in La Liga. And it just I was just cautious that it may be a game that both sides look at and think, okay, we're in a European quarterfinal, and let's play the draw. But my theory here was to oppose Granada. Purely and simply, it was just a hunch. It was just my feel. I've had a very, very small bet on Villarreal, and the reason why I done it was just reading everything that the coming out of Granada all season was just emotionally so much about the Europa League. And as soon as they drew Manchester United, I just penciled in whoever they were going to play the week before and the week after. They were beaten. And unfortunately, they've been all against Villarreal, who are also in the competition. So, if you don't want to play this one, I think they were, plus 215. Is it 215? About 215?
Yeah, I think they were. Most people have them. Or the best price you can get generally is 2.15. So,
yeah,
I think you can get that at Bet365 and Betway, maybe. Yeah,
yeah, but the draw is a really, 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 really a big runner though. It was a lean I had just for Granada against Granada because of they drawn in Manchester United.
All right, so we're not saying we're that confident on that one, mate.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say. I mean, I've actually bet them, but I wouldn't say it was like. It was just like a reserve one that I gave you in case we needed an extra one for time or anything like that.
No, it's all good, mate. You give me three, mate. I mean, that's just brilliant.
I know.
France, then, mate. I mean, I think you just wanted to take me all around the globe. You're quite the romantic, aren't you? I think you wanted to take me to all of the five countries.
Well, I did that for Valentine's Day, didn't I? The last time, I just wanted to show a bit of love and do it for Easter as well. This is my best bet of the lot of them, actually. This one here, I like Marseille -1 at 9-10, which is again, you have to get you 1.91 ish. They played Dijon, we talk about clubs in European football who have gone to pieces. Well, Dijon have absolutely. They've gone to pieces. They've lost their last 11 matches. They haven't won a match in 2021, 14 games. The last 11 losses, six have been by more than one goal margin. Marseille, despite they've had a real ups and down season. Villas-Boas has left. Despite him leaving, they are showing signs of improvement under Jorge Sampaio. He's tried to change the style of play. He's much more attack-minded. It didn't really work in their last game against Nice. They got beat 3-0, but prior to that they played two games at home, which I bet them on both games. One of them they scored in the 90th minute to get the win, and their performance was good. They looked very good defensively, and they offered a little bit more an attacking force. And I just feel here that to get -1, you know, as long as they win, you're not going to lose against a Dijon side that have absolutely given up. I mean, they are relegated. They're not going to get. They've got nothing to play for. They're so far adrift. It's unbelievable. Their data is absolutely shocking, and I feel that Marseille for me here -1 will win easy. I think you know they their performances this year have been poor. Their last match was poor. But Dijon are just on a different level of poor. And I'm looking back at their goal XG, Dijon. I mean, they haven't shown a goal XG of higher than one for, let's have a look. You're talking a long time. I've gone back five matches now, and their goal XG, six matches now, not higher than one, seven matches. I don't think they've. They haven't shown a goal XG higher than one in 2021.
There you go.
And that is, and I mean that's got to be one of the lowest that you'll see around. And I do feel that Marseille, we may have looked too much into their last performance, which wasn't great, but prior to that, they are showing signs of improvement. I think, and I think they'll come good. And I think it's quite a good thing for them to have an international break and regalvanise the team that's been in a real, real bad state of affairs. And the last time they showed a higher goal XG bigger than one was on December the 23rd, Dijon.
Wow, hey, mate. What's happened since then, mate? A lot of stellar things since then, mate.
Well, I think they've gone on the Sealy diet, put on a few stone, and I think they've got stuff. But I mean, they are really bad, and Marseille will turn it around. I think Marseille are a side to actually keep on siding in a few games towards the end of the season. I think they'll do okay.
And price there, mate. I think we might have lost this one.
1.91, I think.
Yeah, look, I mean, you've got, I think, one bookmaker there. I'll get up on my screen here. I know it's not the most pleasant thing to look at, but this is better than Odds Checker. We'll get a few more bookies here. You can get 1.9, I think I saw, at Daffabet. I mean, how low would you go, mate?
Bet365 are 1.9 this morning. What are they now?
1.88.
I'd go down to about 1.85.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think it's a fantastic bet because obviously, if Marseille win, we're not going to lose. And you know, Dijon just don't create any chances, and they concede so many goals. Six or more of their last 11 losses have been by more than one goal. So, by the law of average, they're going to get more. They're going to get beat anyway. And then by the law of averages, it's the, that price alone that they get beat by two or more.
Yeah. All right. Awesome, mate. We'll wrap it up there in terms of the four games we have gone through. I mean, we can add in the other one with Granada and Villarreal. Mate, best bet of the weekend, I assume you're sticking with the Marseille minus one?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. And I like that. I haven't really looked at anything else outside the... Like I said, I quite like Leeds in the Premier League minus one against Sheffield United. I think that this week, I think a lot of people are believing that teams at the bottom of tables are still going to put up a fight. They're not. I think, you know, I'm opposing Sheffield United quite heavily. I'm opposing Dijon quite heavily. I'm opposing Schalke quite heavily in Germany as well. But, yeah, I think that we're going to see some big wins for some of these times. And Crotone in Italy as well against Napoli.
Yeah, all right. You can find Nigel at Sealy _Nigel on Twitter. And obviously go and check out his website too, premiersportsplays.com. Subscribe to some golf stuff, some tennis stuff, and also soccer. Was there any other sports, mate, you're covering at the moment?
Tiddlywinks, bar billiards, darts, penny up the wall, you name it, we got it covered.
Stellar sinking?
There's only one winner of that. It's not a competitive heat. There's no point in even offering odds on that one.
Yeah, good call, mate. All right, quiz question of the week, mate. Which three players shared the Premier League Golden Boot in 2018-19 season? I haven't even got any options for you here, mate, because you've got three players to pick out. So
I think I know one of them. I think Aubameyang's one of them. I bet him.
I bet him too, mate. There you go. We didn't even know each other. We bet the same thing.
I think I would say Salah.
Yep.
And I would go for Aguero.
Ah, mate, you missed out just at the end. Has Aguero ever picked up the Golden Boot? I feel like he picked up a few, has he? Maybe I'm making
a fool of myself. I don't know. You know, I'm not quite sure if he has. I don't think he has.
Yeah, anyway. Sadio Mane.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Oh, well, there you go, mate.
I wouldn't have got that, mate. No, not for me.
All right. So lost there, but hopefully some winners this week, mate. Next podcast coming out. I mean, you're around next Friday. We'll be going back around again.
I'll let you know how we get on Monday.
Yeah, righto. And
I'll do a George.
Yeah, see how the results go.
Yeah, and, I'll let you know.
That's always how it works around here. We'll be back though on, well, I guess tomorrow once this comes out tomorrow night with the watch along. So George will be on that, and I think Neil's going to come along too, and me and Marius. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch that one. But thanks for listening, everyone. Make sure you do a quick rate and review of the podcast if you can, please. And subscribe to us, like it, do all that kind of stuff. And if you're looking to implement some of the strategies we talked about today, more so the value betting ones, start a free week trial of TradeMate Sports. Nigel, terrific stuff, mate. Great to have you. Just great to see your face, mate. It's been too long, mate. I look forward to hopefully catching up next week after a few winners.
Take care, mate. All the best. Have a good week. Happy Easter to you again.
Yep, happy Easter, everyone.